Tonight's learning is sponsored by Michael Nyman in memory of his wife, Alel Shalom Vita Bas Yaakov, Zichrona Levracha, by Gilda Winters in memory of her father, Meir Aaron Ben Avraham David, Zichrona Levracha, and by Bob Wurzberger in memory of his mother, Yandesen Bas Elchanan, Zichrona Levracha. We were speaking about questions pertaining to eating before davening over the course of this week. I mentioned at the end of yesterday, I mentioned last night, that tonight we will be discussing the question of having a cup of coffee before davening, and we have half the number of mispalim as we did last night. Okay, but don't worry, there is room for optimism, there is room for hope on this question, and the hope comes from a comment of the Mishnah Berurah in Aruch Chaim Siman Pei Tes Sif Katan Chaf Beis. So we said there is this prohibition of eating before davening. Yesterday we discussed whether it's Mida Oraisa or Mida Rabbanan. Yet, the Shulchan Aruch knows that there are exceptions. When he passed this halacha in Aruch Chaim Siman Pei Tes Sif Gimel, he says that it's also Le'echol V'lishtos. He says, Aval Mayim Mutter Lishtos Kodem Tfila, Bein Bechol Uvein B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. He says, Mutter, you are allowed to have, both on weekdays and on Shabbos V'Yom Tov. The Shabbos V'Yom Tov comment we'll leave aside for now. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. But he does say you are allowed to have water. Now, why are you allowed to have water? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Zivkatan Chapez, that this is because there is no gaiva in the consumption of water. If you recall, we were looking at the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud that serves as the source for this prohibition not to eat or drink before davening. And one of the reasons given by the Gemara was because it is perceived as some form of gaiva, if you're taking care of your own personal material needs before you stand before Hashem, before the Ribono Shel Olam in prayer, that is considered haughty, it's considered gaiva. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're just having a little bit of water, that's certainly not going to be considered gaiva, and therefore it is acceptable to drink water before davening. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to have a very long discussion about tea, and coffee as well. He begins by saying, v'tei v'kafe, is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, mutter l'shtoso kodem tefila, kadesh yuchal l'chav endato u'lehispalel. He says, those are also permissible to drink before davening, if it's going to help you focus during davening. He says, particularly in places where people have a caffeine addiction and they need it and they're not able to focus when they don't have tea and coffee, in those circumstances, it would be okay to drink them. However, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies. And we'll see that he goes through actually quite a lengthy discussion, which we're not going to read inside, about what parameters are permissible for drinking tea and coffee before davening. He begins by saying, he says, this is only when you don't have milk or sugar. You're having a black cup of coffee, you're just having a plain, regular cup of tea, that's perfectly acceptable. But once you start adding other things, milk, sugar, and the like, then it is no longer acceptable. Then he considers the possibility, you know what, maybe sugar is acceptable under certain circumstances, under certain parameters. He says that if you were to mix the sugar in, that would be a problem. But if you would keep the sugar in your mouth, then that would not be a problem. Back in the olden days in Europe, in Rotten, they would frequently drink their sugar by placing a sugar cube in their mouth, and then they would drink the tea through the sugar cube. And he says that was a common way of drinking tea. The extra fancy people, they would mix the sugar into their cup of tea. So that's not acceptable, that's gaiva, but just having a sugar cube in your mouth is perfectly acceptable. And that's still done in certain circles. I know that in the Persian Jewish community in Great Neck, where I taught for 6 years, that is certainly still done. They will often drink tea with a cube of sugar in their mouths. Mishnah Berurah says that would be acceptable. Now again, as time has gone on, the sensitivities, the social sensitivities have changed to a large degree. Nowadays, putting a packet of sugar into your tea and coffee is not really considered gaiva, it's considered standard practice. So Poskim then said, you know what, perhaps it's okay to put in sugar, but not milk. And until you've reached a point where it's become so ubiquitous that people have a cup of coffee with milk and sugar in the morning, that most contemporary poskim will say that even a cup of coffee with milk and sugar for someone who needs it to focus during davening because it's part of your morning routine, Shlom Zalman Auerbach and many other great Gedolei Poskim, contemporary Gedolei Poskim, are quoted as saying that it is perfectly permissible. Now, that being said, I would qualify it in a couple of ways. Number one, Mishnah Berurah, in this very same Sifkatan, says that if you are going to drink before davening, it's best to say Shema, or to say some psukim, before you drink. It's just best to, in some way, ensure that you are davening to Hashem, even if it's not through the formal formula of tefillah, of Shemona Esrei, have some prayer that you're reciting before you drink, as a way of acknowledging that first the Ribono Shel Olam comes first, and then afterwards, my material needs come second. He recommends saying Shema. I personally try to recite Tehillim every morning. I like to start my morning with the recitation of Tehillim, so I actually do have a cup of tea with Splenda every morning, usually when I'm learning before davening. I have a Seder before davening, but I try to start with just Amiras Tehillim. I start with a couple of Mizmorei Tehillim before I drink, as a way of starting my day with some form of tefillah, even if it's not in the form of Shemona Esrei. That's number one. Number two, Remember, the whole premise of all of this is that it's not considered gaiva because it's considered a basic need. If you walk into your Starbucks equivalent kosher place, you walk into Lazy Bean and you order something that has three French words and four Italian words, I think that is usher to drink before davening. You know, once you're piling up whipped cream and chocolate syrup on top, that's no longer a basic need. I think that is the epitome of gaiva. So to have that before it's almost like a status symbol in a cup. So if you have that before shacharis, I think that would constitute a halachic problem. That certainly should be reserved for after davening. It's really a basic cup of coffee that we're referring to. And then finally, I'll close by noting that, as I've said many times, there's always the letter of the halacha and the spirit of the halacha. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal was very machmir to not even drink water before davening. I heard a story from my Rebbe, Rav Daniel Schreiber, that one time he was in America with Rav Lichtenstein, and Rav Lichtenstein was already older. So he was placed in charge of looking after Rav Lichtenstein over the course of Shabbos. And Rav Lichtenstein's son, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein, who's the current Rosh Hashiva in the Gush, said to Rav Schreiber before Shabbos, he says, the doctors demand that he has a glass of water before davening, and you are going to have to force him to have it. He said, what do you mean? He says, he's not going to want to, and you can't let him go to davening unless he has the glass of water. And he said, Taka Kachava, it was a Shabbaton, it was in Woodmere, I remember, because that's the community I grew up in, it was in the Young Israel Woodmere. And he said, that morning, Rav Lichtenstein tried to sneak out the door without having the cup of water, and he was placed in the very uncomfortable position of having to tell his Rebbe, I'm not letting you go to davening until you have the glass of water, because that was mandated by the doctors. So that was a level of chumrah that just highlighted a certain sensitivity to the halacha, when the Shulchan Aruch himself says, Mayim mutar lishtos kodem tefillah, but Rav Lichtenstein felt, lo sochlu al adam, he wanted to make sure that the first thing he did every single morning was engage in dialogue and prayer with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, for those of us who are not on that level, again, I confess readily that I have a cup of tea every morning, we should always bear that sensitivity in mind nonetheless, that our primary goal every morning and every day should be our engagement with higher things than just the food that we eat and the drinks that we consume, and that we should gear ourselves always towards those higher goals. And some of the other shailas pertaining to eating and drinking before davening, we will be'ez Hashem address over the course of next week. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Omer Hazakadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos Yisrael, Afikachem, Torah Mitzvos, Shneimar Adonai Chavetz Manzer Koyah, Adil Teravi Adir.